And one time there was a younger fellow who just had gotten into the ministry, and the older preacher always seemed to be able to keep his composure and tell his sermon with the greatest of ease without making any slips of the tongue. And the young fellow asked him one Sunday morning before service, he says, "Brother, I have to preach this morning." And he said, "Is there any secret to, true secret to the way you get up there and keep your composure and always say exactly what you want to?" He said, "Yes, son, and I'll tell you what it is if you'll promise me that you'll never tell the good deacons of the congregation." He says, "I can't see nothing wrong with it as long as a man uses it for that purpose." He says, "You know that good tall water glass that I drink out of?" "Yes." "It's always had a little something to that water." And he says, "Well, what is it, brother?" He said, "Well, I'll tell you, I've got some good old time, about 20-year-old corn whiskey back there." And he says, "I add a little bit to that water, and it kind of steadies my nerves. I can say what I want to." And he says, "You're welcome to some of it, but don't let them see you pour it in there." And he says, "Be careful, don't get too much. It's pretty high proof." And old boy, he went ahead and got up and preached his sermon, and he thought he'd done awful good. And after the service, he got out in the yard and got off to his set with the older preacher, and he says, "Well, brother, how did I do today?" He said, "Son, you've done excellent, just fine, except for one thing." He says, "I can't ever remember reading the Bible where Samson beat the shit out of 10,000 Philadelphians with a mule shot." There was a Methodist and a Baptist preacher lived at either end of a little community, and it was back in the days when there wasn't many cars, and there were no bicycles to church on Sunday when the Sundays would be pretty, and they didn't have to hitch a ride in somebody's buggy that had a little canopy over it, you know. One day this old Baptist, this Methodist boy comes zipping down the road on his good old new bike, and he seen this Baptist fellow walking, and he slid up to him and stopped, and he says, "Hey, brother," says, "Where's your bicycle?" He says, "You know, I don't know that thing's at. If I didn't forget where I left it, somebody stole it." He said, "I said, you know good and well somebody either in your congregation or mine once stole that bicycle." He said, "Let's preach a good sermon on the Ten Commandments this morning, and when we get down there where it says, 'Thou shalt not steal,' we'll kind of dwell long and loud." And he said, "Whoever stole that bicycle will fetch it back, and all things will be all right, and the fellow will have a clear conscience." All right. Well, something bothered that old Baptist boy's mind a little bit, but he says, "Yeah, we'll try that." When he met him the next Sunday, he had his bicycle. Baptist boy smiled right big. He says, "Yeah, I see one of our sermons paid off." The old Baptist boy looked kind of sheepish and ashamed and bowed his head down, kind of sneaking. He says, "Yeah, brother, it was my sermon, but it ain't like you think." He said, "When I got down there to where it said, 'Covet not thy neighbor's wife,' I remembered where I left my bicycle." For Texas first. When you crank off on them old early records, now we ain't got Merle Heavy with a slide and on it this time to show you how his music sounded later. I'll just play it the same old way Jimmy did, except we'll have Michael's good bass to kind of cover up my bad licks.